All right. It's 7:59 and we'll just play some music. We can hum along. We are ready.
We just can open, Madam Chair.
We can open.
We probably comment for 1 minute.
We're going to open to public comment 1 minute early. Look at us. So we are now open to public comment. And that, please let me remind you that board members, we do not respond to public comment and no back and forth conversation. We are here to listen to the public. So any member of the public that wants to speak up, Rad Rich, you have your hand up. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you have your hand up.
Yes,
request for information.
Yes, Ted.
What are the protocols for public comment?
It's just public.
I'm afraid that I don't understand the question.
In the past, we have told people they can speak for a certain amount of time. If time is left, they can speak a second time. I think the amount of time has been anywhere from 2 to 3 minutes. I wonder if those are the rules for tonight.
And the answer to your question is, I don't know, because I don't quite know how many people want to speak during public comment. So we can't really allocate the time unless we know. I've got one with a hand raised. I've got one board member with a hand raised that I think board members don't speak during public comment unless you have a procedure answer, Captain Tom.
He's not a board member. He's not a board member.
Thank you.
I'm not a board member. I'm the committee chair.
Okay, so you will be next in public comment after Rad Rich. And so that, I make that two.
I'm sorry. Point of information, Madam Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, didn't you send something about the people that are having their chairs or have committees and they have a report from their committee that they will not speak in public comment? Didn't you say
something? I did say that. Adriana, thank you. I did say that,
okay.
And I was wrong. I was given bad information, and I have reached out to as many people as I could think of that could be affected like that, specifically P.K. McCary, but also would apply to Captain Tom.
Yeah, and, I agree with you.
And so I was given bad information, and I reached out, as I said, to as many people as I could before the meeting. And apologize, and I am truly sorry that I was misinformed and I spread inaccurate information. So now we know. Thank you. I thank you for reminding me, because I told PK that I would apologize to her publicly, even though I apologize to her privately, and that goes for Captain Tom as well. Thank you. Rad Rich, I apologize for taking some of your time. I now have one, two, at least two people in public comment.
Yay. Can I speak?
Three.
Marlo,
I saw your hand, Marlo. Okay, so Marlo, you're number three. So in theory, that's 10 minutes a person. I don't think anybody wants to talk for 10 minutes. Rad, go ahead.
Well, first of all, the protocol at the station again goes back to programming, and the programming still reflects a lack of minority programming, for one. Two, we have not, as far as reaching out to programmers and reaching out and let them know what's going on with the station, the programmers I've talked to, none of them really knew what's going on as far as new programming. Nobody had heard anything about, station, being changed as far as new programming as that was made. I found out, I got my music program, one of the guys on my music program luckily got an email that stated, that there was going to be some program changes. Other than that, nobody else would know. I reached out to some other programmers and none of them knew about it also. So I don't know, I don't know if it's just, people that are part of the, new regime at KPFT, so to speak, that know about this, or the inside that know about new programming. But I found out from other sources that they are having programming changes. If you're going to run a station, it should be, even if your show is eliminated, which the news was eliminated, which is funny because it's eliminated with an election coming up, that the least the station can do as far as a protocol or even being cooperative or nice about things and let somebody know what's going on. And it's still this lack of information that goes on at that station. Lack of email, even a phone call. To this day, nobody called me about any type of programming changes. And my co-host, nobody called him either. Other programs I've talked to, they have not heard anything. They have not known anything about any type of programming. When I did see the program schedule, what I saw was, again, black and brown programming moved at nighttime. None was moving at daytime at all. And so it seems like it's this move towards eliminating any type of discussion of news and information.
Thank you for your comment. And Captain Tom was next. Public comment.
May I ask a question, Madam Chair?
I don't think we can answer you, but you can ask it, and we'll put it on the list.
Since I'm a committee chair, am I allowed to do public comment or not?
Absolutely. I tried to clarify that when Adriana asked that question. I was wrong. I made a mistake. I misspoke. I was given bad information, and I have been straightened out. So as a committee chair, if you're not a member of the board, you can certainly speak in public comment. And I apologize for taking that 30 seconds of time.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. I won't take me that long. I want to thank everybody that worked very hard.
Too late.
What?
Excuse me? Who is that?
Sorry. I was hollering across the room and thought I was muted. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay, I'll start again. I want to thank everybody, also Susan, for recognizing all the programmers and Sandy. We have worked very hard to reach the goal of $1,000. And I think that, positive thinking is going on in KPFT. And we all working together, social media, and also I want to thank Mike Lewis, who is my co-host on my show. We're doing an excellent job. And also I want to thank Cameron Barron. So, we're going to continue to work hard and, reach our goal for the next fund drive. The programming, I like the new schedule. I think it's great. And, we should keep it that way. That's all I have. I'll be waiting for my, committee report. Thank you. I'm here.
Thank you, Tom, for your comment. Marlo, you're next. Marlo.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you all giving me a moment. I just want to say how hard everyone I've seen is working to make KPFT back on the air. It is where we need to be. It was impressive to see how many of the programmers did step up. They took pitch training classes so that they could be better. They made PSAs. We did try and ask everyone. A lot of our databases need to be updated if you know someone who feels that they are not getting information. I urge them to send their contact information into Robin Lewis with the correct information. A lot of the show informations are very, very wrong. I want to thank everybody again, and that's really all I have to say. Sandy Wyman is doing an incredible job, and it's a Herculean task to get that place together. If we can make it on the air by September 24th, that's pretty cool. Thank you very much.
An incredible job, but okay.
I believe that was my time. Thank you anyway, Rich. Thank you,
Marlo.
That was sarcasm.
Ron Blake, you have your hand up. I still can't hear you.
Like a second.
There you go.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
I would like to second what Marlo said in almost all regards. My listening habits at KPFT have radically changed over time. I now listen by just in my car, essentially. And I try to listen occasionally to the archive podcast, and I've done that twice with great success. And I've shared archive links with people, and they're going, this is a good station. I'm so happy to be back, so happy to see you all back working together. And this LSB meeting I've only tuned in since about 7:15, but you all have been spot on for taking care of business tonight. I am most happy as a member and longtime listener of KPFT and an observer of the LSB. Y'all are doing a very good job. I wish I were closer. I live in Liberty, and I just can't get in and do too much volunteer work there, but I do the best I can. So thank you all again.
Thank you for your kind words. I need my public comment monitor. Is there anybody else that has their hand up for public comment? Well, there we go. Okay. Rad Rich, do you have your hand up again? Or did you not take it down? Okay.
He's muted.
Yes. Yeah, here we go. Okay. Am I back on?
Yes, you're coming back for a second round.
Oh, I didn't know if I can do that or not. But it seems like it's this love fest with the station manager, the interim station manager, that everything is fine and dandy, and it's not. And it seems like nobody's actually taking any type of everybody's slapping each other on the back, and nothing's really been accomplished. It seems like it's the same programming has been done that the previous general manager did, and nothing has been changed, and nobody's been able to answer that. And to say it again that it's the programmer's fault for not reaching out is blaming the programmers. That's like victimization. You're blaming the victim for being raped, you know. and that's what I get from LSB, you know.
I got a mute.
That's it.
Thank you for your comment. Are you done?
Yeah, it's just, you know, okay. Nobody talks about the racism that goes on at KPFT. That's what KPFT right now is known as.
Okay. It's 8:13. We're waiting for anybody else that would like to make public comment. There are a few people here on the meeting that I don't know, and if any of you want to speak up, now is your time.
Madam Chair, Adriana,
question? Yes?
Maybe nobody wants to talk. Why don't we reserve 15? Oh, I see. I'm sorry. I see another hand up. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you. Where's the hand? I'm on the wrong screen.
Where's Courtney Wilson.
Oh, Courtney Wilson. There she is. Thank you. Go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for allowing me to speak in public comment. I I don't know what the issue is because I was getting the emails and then all of a sudden I wasn't. It could be a spam issue. I don't know. Or it could be that because Houston Indie Media was canceled that maybe someone thinks I'm not still on the radio station. I am. So I also didn't get the emails, but someone did forward them to me. So I just wanted to back Rad Rich up in that. That is something that does happen. I'm not the only person that didn't get it. So hopefully we can get to the bottom of it because there can't be that many programmers. Also, if maybe there could be criteria for like access to the HD channel, like if somebody wants to try out a show. And I'm only saying that because it just seems like with the new scheduling, most of the HD shows are shows that are repeated from FM. And I understand that we need to fill space, but there may be an opportunity for someone if they want to try out a show. Or like right now, there's always a lack of news, like, and I'm passionate about news. So if I could be, or I don't know who to contact to find out if there's a criteria for pitching for an HD opportunity. And then like also not just the criteria, because again, money is frequently raised when talking about what can't be on the air. But all of the shows that are on are not really making up the deficit at this time. So if you could also provide like criteria, and then like, is it just someone's opinion on who gets to stay on the air, or like, how is that decided? I'm done speaking. Thank you.
Thank you very much for showing up and commenting. And I took notes on your comment, and I will see if we can get it to the right person. I know I'm not supposed to respond. Sorry. Anybody else for public comment? And Adriana, you were about to say something. If we don't have anybody waiting for public comment, unless Marlo's cat wants to make a comment. Wait, Marlo, Susan and I always bring our cats to the meeting, so it's you know, you're in a safe space. Adriana.
Yes, what I was saying.
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, Madam Chair, maybe, you know, we have 15 minutes left. Maybe we can continue with our meeting, and if somebody else come late, we can open something. But instead of, you know, wasting these 15 minutes, we can get back to the regular meeting.
Thank you. What a brilliant suggestion. Hearing no objections. Rad, do you have your hand up again? Or did you just not take it down? Rad Rich. Hello?
There you
Hello?
Go.
Hello? Did Hello? You have your hand up again, or did you just not take it down?
Well, I just want to just remind people that our last news show is coming up in the last 2 weeks, and just to listen in. And
thank you.
We'll try to make a statement while we're doing it too.
Okay. Thank you. It is 8:17, and we are going to reserve. Richard, can we get out of public comment?
Or I would like to.
You're guiding me.
I would like to second Adriana's motion to save the 15 minutes in case somebody else wants to talk later.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, we're moving forward with the agenda. Thank you, Adriana. That was a brilliant suggestion. We are going to reports. And if you notice on your agenda, these are limited to 5 minutes each, which is really plenty of time.
Somebody has their hand up.
Rodrigo has a hand up. Is that true? Hello? Rodrigo.
Yeah, I do have my hand up. I apologize. I've been trying to get my hand up for a minute. Sorry about that.
Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. So I wanted to just touch on a couple of points. I wanted to make sure that everybody that participated, I want to thank everybody for giving the information for the social media survey. We are having a meeting tomorrow among a few of the folks there at KPFT regarding a social media strategy, as well as incorporating the website and integrating things, and also kind of automating some of the cross-posting that we do right now on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and TikTok. I'm going to really, I spoke with a few folks already, and we also had a meeting at another place where we talked about the need for video. Really going to stress the need for video. That's really what's going forward right now. Podcasting is good. Radio is good. Video is really what's getting, driving folks towards the content. So if you're looking for folks to get to your content, video is really kind of a quick, easy way to grab them interested into your content and then drive them towards your content. That's the first part. The second part is, we're gonna send out, I haven't spoken with the team yet, but we're gonna send out a second survey, because the whole point of having a website is to make sure that we highlight all the shows and all the hosts and programmers. And now that we have a schedule per se, we're gonna contact every single show and ask them for pertinent information regarding their show. It may be some of the same information that we captured earlier with the social media survey, but it's also other information, right? Like bios, headshots, things like that. That way we can easily, you know, kind of make a site there on the website outside of what we already have, and just kind of have a central hub for everybody to go. I think there's an agreement there that we're not just a website or a radio, station. We are a media hub, and that's how we need to think about KPFT if we really want to move forward with KPFT and move it into the next kind of era of media. Last point that I want to make, we definitely need more volunteers. I don't know if maybe we can strategize on that and perhaps think about ways to attract more volunteers. I know that we're coming off the pandemic, and we're talking about making sure that, you know, we keep things safe. And I know we're going to have kind of a moratorium, if you will, for folks to come in. If I heard that correctly, that's fine. I get that, and I understand that, and I think we need to be safe and we need to follow protocols. But I definitely think that we need to make sure that we increase the need for volunteers and keep driving that need for volunteers, because I feel that we get more volunteers, we can make a little bit more impact with all these other things. If I'm out of time, feel free to let me know. If there's nobody else on the stack, I'd like to continue.
To the best of my knowledge, I need my stack monitor. I've got two people that got their hand raised that are board members, and so I'm ignoring them because this public comment is for the public. Do I have any members of the public who are waiting to comment? Okay.
I don't see any other.
Thank you, hand monitor. Rodrigo, you may continue.
Thank you very much, Jane. I appreciate that. With that said, I just wanted to make two additional comments. One of them, I did notice that the chat feature is down right now or disabled. I don't know who's in charge of that or not, but I don't think that's kind of the way that we want to run the board meeting. That's my personal opinion. Maybe there's a reason for the chat feature to be disabled right now. Not sure what's going on with that. I actively use the chat to converse with other members, because there's things to be said and so forth, and commentary and so forth. But I noticed that it wasn't available, and I know that other folks that are not available to speak do use the chat to at least have their opinion and voice themselves. So if the chat feature can be made available, that'd be great. I do notice that Sister Mama Sonia has her raised hand, so I will yield the mic to her.
She is a board member, and because she's a board member, it can't speak during public comment. We can't respond.
So Rodrigo's monologue.
She's going to... Rodrigo! It's the Rodrigo show!
Seriously.
Rodrigo show. I'm just teasing you.
Oh, go ahead, Jane.
I'm just checking to see if there's anybody else waiting with a hand, and I got nothing. So Rodrigo, take the floor.
One last thing that I wanted to note was this. I know that there's tensions among folks here in KPFT. I know that there's things going on now with the schedule change. I know that things are going to be popping off and whatnot. I just want to just advocate to everybody to make sure that, you know, we keep our cool, our heads cool in a sense where we don't advocate, doing things that maybe we regret later on. You know, I don't advocate, how should I say this? I'm not against protesting, but I am against disturbing somebody's peace, right? And what I mean by that is this. Okay, I know, for example, right now, you know, I'm being disenfranchised right now from a board seat. And I know that there's board members right now who are actively saying that I shouldn't be on the board. And that's fine. That's their prerogative. That's their opinion. And I understand that. And I know that, you know, I would like to be on the board. And I know there's folks advocating for me to be on the board as well. And that's fine. And there's a process for that. And there's a protocol and all that stuff. However, with that said, I don't feel it's necessary to necessarily attack anybody individually either. I just want to comment on Sandy. Sandy has been very transparent, very honest with me, and very actually communicating with me more than any other general manager before that I've been with. He's actually allowed this initiative for the social media stuff to happen. He's actually totally encouraged the website to be redeveloped. A lot of different things that hasn't happened with previous GMs. You know, regardless of our position right now, and again, Sandy and I spoke, and he said, hey, I submitted my resignation. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing I can do about that. I believe him, and I take him for his word. I'm not here to debate with him or get mad with him or anything. But Sandy and I do have one thing in common, and that's that we want to better KPFT. And I take him for his word at this point. I really do, because he's allowed me to do some things that haven't been done before and that need to happen. The reason I share all this right now is just to say this. I definitely don't advocate any violence towards anybody physically, anything, you know, out of anything crazy like that. So I just wanted to add that. I just wanted to make that point clear. And I, you know, instead of just letting stuff linger, I want to address it and attack it straight to the point. I am disenfranchised, but I do not need to go to those resorts in order to get my point across. With that said, I yield the mic. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Rodrigo. I have someone who appears on the screen as Sal. I don't know who that is, though. So I don't know if it's, I believe that is a, or someone who wants to make public comment. You're muted, Sal. Okay. Captain Tom, I'm going to come back to you with a thought that we might be able to come back to whoever Sal is, if that person, nope, still muted. Captain okay, Tom, give me 45 seconds.
I know who that is. That's Sal Cappuccino. Sal, Captain Tom, you hear me, buddy?
I got nothing. Okay.
I want to point out, Rodrigo Bravo. He could be an asset to this board. And yes, you know, I think we should all support the idea of allowing him to, be on the board. Also, I invite him to the, outreach committee. If he wants to join, he is more than welcome. And that's all I have to say. I'll turn it over to Courtney Wilson.
Okay, 8:27. Oop, one more hand. 3 minutes to go. Call in user one. You have up to 3 minutes, possibly. Yes, I can hear you. We can hear you now.
Oh, great, thanks. I wanted to congratulate, I suppose, folks for getting ready to move into the new building. I saw something on the website about it. I wanted to tell the LSB that their refusal to allow Sister Sonia to remain in the seat that she inherited when Cassandra Bibido resigned in January is inappropriate and unacceptable. And the fact that she was unseated and then allowed to take up the remaining 9 months or whatever it was for Paula Miller, does not solve the problem. Someone who's unclear about the bylaws may think it solves the problem, but I recommend people read it. Each person has an individual term, and offering someone 9 months when the term they inherited was 2 years and 9 months, is not what we consider to be equal or fair treatment. And that Sandy Weinman, who becomes a member of the board in a management non-voting seat, the moment he accepted that secret offer, there was no posting that there was an unpaid job available. The moment he accepted that secret job that his friends gave him, he became ineligible to sit as a staff member, and his, quote, resignation was not reversible. He is off the board as a voting member. He is illegitimately trying to sit in two seats at once, and he is stealing Rodrigo Bravo's seat. He's disrespecting the voters who voted for Rodrigo Bravo, and he's violating the bylaws. These things will not stand. So we can have a new building, but if you're taking your nasty ways into the new building, there's going to be a problem way bigger than the mold that we were dealing with on Lovett. So I urge the board to reconsider its actions and clean up its act in every sense of the word. Additionally, the ruse that you didn't have money to pay for a GM that was properly hired. We know it's a ruse because we heard some of you publicly castigate the man and make all sort of nasty comments about him. We know this was a way of getting somebody who was just not a good old boy out of the way. That kind of behavior
is not going to be rewarded. Thank you very much for your comment. Thank you.
Not going to be rewarded. Thank you.
Thank you. Public comment is over. Time certain, 8:30 p.m. Moving with the agenda. Henry Faust Grant's task force. Henry could not be here tonight, and I believe he is sending a report or has sent a report that will be available in your email. The fundraising task force, Benicia Williams, you also submitted some written material, did you not? Benicia?
Oh, hold on. My report my report is in the email that I sent out at 6:05 p.m. Everybody
That's what
read.
I thought.
That's my report. Thank you.
Thank you very much for all your hard work. MSRC.
More information.
Yes, Ted.
Are you going to allow questions and comments related to reports?
I haven't heard any, but sure.
Every
report gets 5 minutes, so.
I put in writing some questions that I have related to Benicia Williams' report on the town meeting, and she requested feedback from people, so provided them to her. The report does not include the names of people who were present. It doesn't include recommendations that somebody's making a hell of a lot of noise. I wish they'd mute themselves. The report does not indicate what recommendations came out of or wants, needs, and concerns that came from individuals who attended the meeting. I would like Venetia to go back to the recording of the meeting, and it was recorded, and provide us with a more extensive report that one can read, a record of the event, especially including the names of the people who were there.
Thank you for your comment, Ted. Are there any other questions for Benicia or Henry? Hearing none, I'm going to move to MSRC, which is on hiatus. We may regroup here in several months, but currently we are on hiatus. Leading us to Finance Committee.
Madam Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
Just a quick comment about MSRC.
Yes, ma'am.
At such time, the station again has sufficient resources to hire a permanent paid GM. At that time, it would be appropriate for the MSRC committee to be convened to manage that search. Also, at such time that there is an evaluation of a GM, and I would imagine that something might be, if the IGM were still here, something like 6 months. We don't know if he will still be. But at any rate, that then the MSRC committee, it would be appropriate to convene it then.
Thank you, Susan. I thought that that was what I was aiming at, but I was obviously a little too oblique and you spelled it out for me. So thank you. Finance committee, Mac, you have anything to add to your previous?
Up, Madam Chair.
Oh, sorry, Adriana. Do you have a question?
I have a commentary. I believe that what Susan just said is not right. I mean, we normally, our history is that we evaluate our general managers, doesn't matter if it's IGM, is permanent or not. I agree, yes, that you need to have at least, you know, some month being a general manager. Obviously, we need to give them the time. But it's not that we always evaluate only our permanent general managers. No. We did in the past, we evaluate interim general manager and volunteer general managers. Thank you.
Thank you, Adriana. We'll get clarification
Madam
on
Chair,
that.
Madam
yes,
Madam
Susan.
Chair, if I could just comment. I agree with what Adriana said. I perhaps was not clear. If the IGM continues for some period of time, he will be subject to evaluation. However, I do remember when I first came on this board that there were big arguments in the MSRC that we were not permitted to evaluate the then permanent general manager. And so I think that that was an incorrect statement by some, because the bylaws clearly require or provide that the local station board's responsibility is to evaluate the general manager.
Yes, it's annual evaluation. Yes.
Thank you both. Sorry. Mac, do you have anything to add to your previous report?
No, the Finance Committee has been consumed for the last couple meetings with putting together the budget, which we just passed a few minutes ago. Thank you.
And an excellent job you did.
Everybody's been so nice to me. Y'all making me nervous.
As well you should. thank you. I see no questions or comments. Moving right along. Richard, governance.
No report.
Thank you, Richard. Outreach. Where is he? Where'd he go? There he is.
I have a question for governance.
Yes.
Is any reason why governance is not meeting? Because we have a full committee and suddenly a few people decide that it's in a hiatus? Why? What is the reason? Because it's part of our committees, we have a full amount of members, and I don't know what's going on. Why the governance committee? What are we waiting?
I have a comment on that, if I may.
Please respond.
The LSB voted that it's not to be active at this point. I'm sure that won't go on forever.
You mean because you didn't have the majority?
Close it up, and that's all I'm going to say. Thank you.
We don't have work to do? I'm sorry.
No, we don't have work to do.
I don't believe so, but well.
Well, that's your prerogative.
Yeah.
Thank you, Adriana. Outreach, Tom.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear
me? Y'all had a meeting, didn't you? Didn't y'all have a meeting? No, your meeting is tomorrow.
Madam Chair, can you hear me? My meeting is tomorrow, yes. But I have a report from the last meeting, which was August the 18th, 2022. We had outreach committee started. It was called to order at 6:17 p.m. Roll call by Secretary Pro Tem Nancy Sabora Naratomi, elected by the committee. We had 9 people present and 1 guest. We had Teresa Allen, Bill.
We lost Tom.
Yes.
Madam Chair.
Madam
Chair, can you hear me?
We can hear you now.
Okay, thank you.
Faded out for a minute.
Okay, we had 9 people present and 1 guest. Okay, we had Robin Lewis reported the watermelon fundraiser at Cottonwood. We had an engineer, Howard Reynolds, set up the monitor showing 20 minutes looped history of KPFT. The 18th of August, the Summer Sizzler fund drive by 18th, the 11th day had reached over 51,300 donors and 53 new members of August, as of August the 20th. More events in the fall to choose target for KPFT present. Social media efforts are moving with the help of staff Rodrigo Bravo. Emails were sent out to members. Teresa Allen reported during calling lapsed donors that some have KPFT stories which should be recorded and shared, building a family atmosphere. New business. Nancy Naratomi, let's see, new business. Nancy Naratomi, proposed a electric KPFT flyer to send out to 640 city libraries in Texas with the permission to put the library bulletins on the board. With the cool weather, we'll need volunteers to make hold a banner with LED light letters at the Museum of Natural Science on Thursday. It's free admissions in the afternoon. Volunteers needed for bridge blogging over the Highway 59, traffic hours 6 to 8. Also small LED homemade signs contest to leave on inside the car while parking at the grocery store near the entrance. Upcoming events consider in November, the Turkish Festival, Islamic Arts Festival, the Color Streets Festival, in December, the Tamil Festival, and also Shape Kwanzaa, and the MLK Parade downtown in January. That's all I have for my report. Any questions?
Any questions? Ted has a question. And Sister Mama Sonia, do you still have your hand up?
Yes, I was just trying to let you know that I was here, though I was becoming present.
Thank you.
With all the stuff that's going on in the schools at Yates and at Heights, it's been crazy. So I'm here.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're here. Thank you. Ted?
Yeah, absolutely. That's probably the best report I've heard from any committee chair ever. So I want to commend you for that, Tom. I also want to urge you to get an agenda together. I think, if I'm not mistaken, and correct me if I'm wrong, that there were two people who were competing in putting together a agenda for the last meeting. I don't think your report also reflects that there were people who wanted to continue the meeting, but there was a motion made by committee member Bill Crozier to shut down the meeting before everybody was satisfied that the business that needed to be attended to was done. So if you'll just get your agenda together, and it is you who is the chair of the committee, either you do it or assign one person, not two. And if you think I'm wrong about any of the above, I invite you to correct me.
Ted, you know as well that I thank you for your comment. You know as well I am working hard to try to approve the outreach committee. And yes, I do believe I emailed you an agenda, am I correct?
It didn't reflect what the meeting was like at all.
Okay, we can address that issue tomorrow. We will be more than happy to have you on the committee's meeting tomorrow evening.
Maybe that's okay? A question that you can discuss and bring back to us next month, if you can work that out in committee. Good report, Tom. Okay. Any other Thank questions you. For Tom? Richard, you have your hand up.
I do. I wanted to compliment Captain Tom on running that outreach committee so well. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments on outreach? Going once, going twice. Richard, put your hand down. Adriana, Committee of Inclusion.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. We have our meeting September 9th, and our next meeting will be September 23rd, and I believe that will be the first one, all the members that agree that we will have our next meeting in person, because the nature of our work is we bring work. I mean, every member in the committee have a specific job, and it's much, much better. It's very difficult on the phone bring all the information for the others to see. And we will be meeting September 23rd in person. I think that we have already an idea where that will be, but I will post it tomorrow where the in-person meeting will be. Okay? And our report will be, we hope that will be finished and presented to the LSV and to the PMB in November. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, Adriana. Teresa Allen, Development Committee. Teresa Allen.
I'm sorry.
You're muted.
I'm Hi. Sorry. Okay. The committee met on September 6th. There were not very many people at this meeting, perhaps because it was a day after Labor Day. So we concentrated on four things. Robin Lewis gave a very good, very useful report, our development director. And then the objective was to come up with four projects that could each raise at least $10,000. And the projects that were proposed that people took, so at least some one or more people took responsibility for were, improving our vehicle donation totals. I do know, and I keep telling people that KUNM in Albuquerque, New Mexico raised $125,000 one year in vehicles. But they had to put some extra work into doing that. And I need to talk with Sandy and some other people and maybe some other people. Is there anyone in this, on this LSB that would like to work on this with me to improve the vehicle donations this coming year to increase the total that we've raised? Anybody here on this meeting want to take on that task with me? Okay, hearing none. That doesn't mean you have to donate your vehicle, Richard. It just means that you want to contribute in some way to this project. Another one was lapsed donors. We would like to somehow increase the amount that's raised through calling lapsed donors. Is there anyone on this call that would like to work on this project with me? Okay. The third item was some concerts. I have some ideas. It could be movies. We could show movies. We could have musical concerts, or we could have speakers with an objective of having the people that attend those raise money. So is there any, Susan, would you like to work on that? Okay. Anyone else here that would like to work specifically on the thought of having events that we could raise an additional $10,000 this year?
I want to work on that, Teresa.
Okay, Venetia. Thank you, Venetia and Susan. All right, and the last one is Giving Tuesday. Last year, we put in work prior to Giving Tuesday, and we dramatically increased the amount of money that we raised on Giving Tuesday. And I think it just requires maybe a little spark of a little pizzazz, a little bit of a different approach and advance work rather than say, okay, it's Giving Tuesday, give money. This won't work that way. Is there anyone here who would like to work on this project?
I'll work on that one.
Thank you, Nisi. What's the date of Giving Tuesday? I thought it was the 22nd, but that's not a Tuesday.
It is the Tuesday after Thanksgiving.
Got it.
So that would be November, sorry.
Water.
Just 1 second, please, Ted.
It would be Tuesday the 29th of November.
Okay. I might have some ideas to share with that too. I see two hands. I see Ted and Sandy.
All right. So Venetia and Jane. Anyone else?
Yes. Teresa, I'd be happy to work on the lapsed donor follow-ups with you.
Okay.
Teresa, I would be willing to work with you. I'm using the show to kind of help bring it along.
Any certain one of those projects?
Giving Tuesday and the $10,000.
Well, they're all $10,000. We'd like to increase the amount of money that's raised on all four of these projects.
Right. The idea is kind of you, doing it softly all during the show, you know, when we have something great to offer, kind of do it softly. Even sometimes making, one of you that are doing it come and say, hey, Egberto, we really want to do that sort of a thing on the show. So, I'd like to use the resource that in that manner.
Okay. Good. Good. Anyone else?
Teresa, if I might, calling lapsed donors will be a little bit easier now that we have this really cool phone system in the building. Certainly we can get 10, 12 people in there to man the lines. And during Fun Drive, when people wouldn't normally call us and volunteers would answer the phone, they could call out.
Okay. And
hopefully people will answer the phone.
And it's going to be so much more fun.
Maybe Rodrigo could contact me. I don't know that I have Rodrigo's phone number, but I would like to talk to Rodrigo about how maybe he could help us with some of these projects. Okay. Thank you, everyone. That's mainly what we're
great report on. Teresa.
Ted, a question.